It's the championship series. Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show here on a Sunday. Game one from Atrium Health Ballpark in Kannapolis, a place we just were. Now we're back for the championship series. Eric Bach joined by the manager of the Fredericksburg Nationals, Jake Lowry, as we do every Sunday. And Skipper, this Sunday has a little more meaning today. Championship series game one. Let's talk about the first series. Two hard-fought wins over a really good team. This Fred Nat group showed what it's about in that first series.
Yeah, no doubt. I think all facets were on display, you know, playing good defense and having really good starting pitching and our bullpen as well. And it was just kind of like which team was going to break first. And, you know, we were able to come back two times, and that shows the resiliency of our team.
Travis Staley comes in Tuesday in a mop-up, need-you-to-be-great situation, and he was great. 3 1/3 scoreless, allowed just one base runner. I mean, his effort is the reason why we had those 2 days off. The bullpen's rested up for this championship series.
Yeah, that was a big moment for him, but also just a big pick-us-up kind of day, and we let that offense get back in the dugout as quick as possible, got us off the field, and, you know, we cooked a little bit. So for him to do that and, you know, being one of our guys that can provide some length, it was astounding, and it was the way that kind of like we drew it up.
That was obviously the big story of game one. The big story for my money of game two was Elijah Green's home run in the seventh inning. We're up 1-0 for what feels like forever. Carolina scores two runs, kind of cheapy in the sixth inning, so we're down 2-1. First pitch of the seventh, bang, Greeny ties it up. We've talked about his emergence in the second half post-All-Star break, and that's kind of the exclamation point, I think.
Yeah, we had that little mental lapse on defense where we didn't, you know, run to first base on a ground ball or tag the runner. But like you said, we broke first a little bit in that, and then, you know, Greeny kind of put us on his back and was, you know, ready to hit a slider and had the adjustability within his swing, and hit a moonshot and kind of got us going for what was for better for us.
So now let's look ahead to tonight. Brian Romero starts this game one of the championship series. Made his best start with the Fred Nats against these Cannonballers here like 2 weeks ago. 5 scoreless innings. Obviously, the bullpen is ready to go today, most everyone with 2 off days. I imagine his leash might be a little shorter than it would be in the regular season, but if he can pitch like he did a couple weeks ago here, you got to be feeling great about our chances.
Yeah, and especially for a guy that hasn't pitched in a game in a while, obviously because of, you know, rest and the playoffs and this and that. But yeah, like he did a really good job last time we were here. It seemed like it went like that in 5 innings and, you know, kept some zero, put the zeros on the board. So we're looking for more of that today. But like you said, we have a well-rested bullpen and, you know, it's the playoffs, so we'll see what happens.
Well, it feels like if this offense can get going early in this game that this bullpen will have a chance to kind of dig their heels in like they have. There's some guys that are part of the pitching plan that we haven't even seen yet in the playoffs because of the way the first 2 games played out. I mean, it feels like we really are set up to throw the A team out there today, and hopefully the offense can do its part.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about being early and often with the offense and getting on base, and we talk about runs being a premium in the playoffs, and we've done a really good job situational hitting, you know, taking what they're giving us, sac flies, you know, infield back, RBI ground outs, just kind of taking what they're giving us. So if we can continue to do that, I like our chances. Like you said, like our bullpen's locked and loaded, stacked, everyone's well rested. Now we'll leave it up to them to perform.
I want to go back to Sikora on Thursday. A little bit of a rough start in the first inning. Hit a guy, walked a guy, threw 20 pitches, but then 12 in a row to end his start. I didn't expect anything different from him, and I'm sure the same for you.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, it seemed like he was kind of like feeling for the zone a little bit, and then, you know, he picked that runner off and just got us right back into his zone of, you know, commanding the strike zone, the pitches. But for us, it's ho-hum, right? It's the guy's been doing that all season. He's really only had one hiccup since maybe the first or second start that he had in professional baseball. So it was good for us. It was good for him, and it's always fun to watch him.
Now, obviously, making it the championship series, the North Division has home field, so we know now that we're here, the title will be won on our field. That's got to be an extra level of excitement for this team to want to get this road game and have a chance Tuesday to raise a trophy.
Yeah, you know, we're going to take care of one game at a time. Obviously, today's the day, off day tomorrow, and we'll see what happens on Tuesday. But first and foremost, we'll take care of today with the guys, and, you know, we'll go from there. We're not thinking ahead too much, but at the same time, it is cool we get to go back home. And, you know, sleep in your own bed a little bit. But these guys are warriors, man. They're resilient, and I'm excited to watch these guys keep playing.
Feels like it's strength on strength Kannapolis's offense against our bullpen and starting pitching staff. I mean, these are guys that can score a lot of runs. They scored a lot of runs against us this season in the regular season. I mean, it's all about strike throwing and defensive execution, especially behind Romero, who you know there's going to be a lot of balls in play, right?
Yeah, it's about pitching and defense, I think, at this point, no matter really who you're playing. But I think with Romero pitching, he's got a really good sinker, so our defense is going to be alert, just like they always are. They're on their toes. They got their pregame in, their routines, and we're going to continue to see that. But as far as our defense, it's pitching and defense, and you know we'll get some timely hits when we can, but we'll get on base, we'll get them over, we'll get them in.
Jake Lowry on Fred Nats on Deck. We've got a 5:30 first pitch of Game 1 of the Championship Series tonight in Kannapolis. Let's go get one, Skip. Thanks,
Eric. Go Freddies.